Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi, welcome to the Modern Waiter Podcast. I'm Marlon Joseph, the Modern Waiter, where we discuss all things restaurant business, learn something, laugh at something. On today's episode, it's the top 10 secrets restaurant servers don't want you to know. But first, the intro.
I'm tired of working deadbeat jobs for lame pay. I'm tired of getting fired and hired the same day. If you know the rules of the game, then you'll stay. And if you don't, then you'll be a pawn while they play. I'm tired of working deadbeat jobs for lame pay.
As usual, I'm joined by my good friend Danny Davila.
What's up, what's up, what's up, people?
Let's get into it. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it.
Okay.
Every industry has their secrets. And we're going to go through these are my top 10s. These are relatable to me.
Okay.
All right. I didn't go off any list. I didn't go into any, you know, these are things that I think that, you know, people would be interested to know, but we don't really
talk about it.
Talk about it.
Okay.
That's right. They're and in no particular order. The number one thing I'd want you to know that servers, do is that we're very petty.
Wow.
You know, to our co-workers,
yeah,
managers, guests.
Yeah.
If we don't really, if you just tick us off, we're
even a little bit.
Even a little bit.
Even a little bit.
We're going to hold on to that.
Yeah.
grudge.
He's so right.
You know, we're going to, I know somebody who, if their guests piss them off, they'll like decline their credit card.
Get out of here.
Yeah. They'll tell them that their credit card is declined.
That's just cruel and unusual punishment.
You're so petty. You people are so petty. I mean, we tell you no when we could do things.
Oh, yeah.
There's always servers, like coworkers that you just did you wrong once. Maybe a closing and they forgot to fill their sugar caddies. So you screw them over the next time. We're very petty people. And number two, we judge you before you even sit down.
People. Oh, yo, it is the judge machine.
You don't even get to the table, we're judging you.
Always watching, always judging. Don't give me the baby. Don't give me the baby. Don't give me the baby.
You come in with your three top, and it's like 9 seats are filled.
Right?
It's you and your friend, the dad, and 6 kids. What is going on here? We judge everything. What you're wearing.
Oh, yeah.
What your hair looks like.
Oh, yeah.
Your family, your color, your race, everything.
I mean, but doesn't, I feel like most people do that in general, don't they?
Yeah, they do. I mean, that's a part of life.
It is.
You know?
But still, I mean, we are
yeah. Judgy McJudges.
Oh, yeah. You can have a table, right? And like, or if you're working like a party with somebody and then your coworker, I had a coworker like, yo, this person, this, and this, and then this person is doing this. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, I mean that's another one that's on the list. So I'll jump right to that one.
Oh, okay.
We'll talk behind your back. We are talking behind your back.
Quick, fast, in a hurry.
Yeah.
Okay. Sometimes we talk too loud and get ourselves caught.
I had one restaurant. This girl was bitching about a customer,
mm-hmm.
and she was walking all the way back to the kitchen. This B word, blah 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 blah. And the lady had followed her to get her attention. And now she's in the kitchen because she keeps hearing stuff. And we're like, the customer's in the kitchen. with this girl now turned around facing the person that she was talking behind her back.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. It was an epic moment burned in my memory.
Wow. That's whew.
Yes.
That's confrontational.
Confrontational. What did you say? Blah, 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 blah. Going back and forth with the server. She had to admit it.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah. And she defended herself. How cool is that?
Even better.
Even better.
So was she... I mean, from what you remember, was the server right, or was she just...
She was wrong for calling her a B word.
But, like...
Everything else was right.
Gotcha.
You know? Who would follow somebody into the kitchen?
Exactly! She must have been the B word. She's following me to the kitchen.
She wasn't wrong, but she wasn't right.
She wasn't right. You know? It just wasn't right.
That's right. Get out of here. And the next one, I'm going to say this number four since we're out of order.
Sure.
I don't care to sell the specials.
Yeah, no.
I really don't care if you... If you want to help me out, if I'm waiting on you and you want to help me out, just tell me to skip the specials. Just say skip it.
Yeah.
I'll love you forever. I don't care. Just look at the menu, order something, I'll walk away. I'm selling you these because I have to.
Those specials have to be extra special for me when I sell them.
Sometimes I get, as I'm talking to you right now and the audience, I'm figuring out what my issue is. A lot of our specials are the same. So it's not that special.
Yeah.
You know?
It's something that you know, you're not really thrilled about getting behind anyways.
Yeah, some of them... Especially when the main chef isn't there and there's another, you know, the sous chef or whatever is putting the specials together, you get behind that because it's different.
Yeah.
You know, he rattles off these same things and maybe he'll put a different, you know, slight spin on it or different
sauce or something,
fish or something like that. And you're like, oh, yeah, but. You know what I mean?
I'm not really that impressed.
It might be impressive, but if you have it for, you know,
if like anything,
4 months,
it might as well be a menu item. At that
exactly.
Point.
That's exactly. It might as well be a menu item. That's the thing. You don't get excited about it when you've been saying the same specials for months.
Absolutely. Yeah. You gotta mix it up. Make them special.
Make them special.
Yeah.
So at the moment, I'm like,
yeah.
I'm telling you the stuff.
Yeah. Well, because, you know, in their defense, you know, we're in a transient area. So most of the time, those people aren't coming back, at least for a while.
I forgot you're a bright side guy. Listen, I can only imagine how many things the chef has to deal with on a daily basis or a weekly basis that we just never have to contend with.
So absolutely.
That's fine. I can nitpick at this one thing that would bother me about it, but we do have a great chef.
Yeah.
Everyone has their high points and low points. I'm sure anyone running down my service skills or my demeanor at the job, they all aren't going to be glowing.
Yeah, of course. That's not anything.
You got to take the good, take the
absolutely. Bad. Take the good, the bad. So take the facts of life.
take that. All right. Let's do it.
We at number five?
We number five.
Johnny Five Stay Alive.
And this one surprised me when it popped into my brain. We never clean our server books.
I do.
You wipe it down?
Hell yeah.
You sterilize it?
Yeah.
So it's just me?
No, not just you, but I do mine.
Man.
Just like with the tray, same time. Yo. I work with Daniela, though, so, you know, I'd be seeing her clean everything. So I just start passing her stuff to clean for me.
Like your personal server book you clean?
Yeah.
So it's just me? I wonder if it's just me.
I don't know. I don't even use a server book anymore.
What do you use?
I have, like, I'm like a, like a, like a ninja.
Like beltless?
Yeah, I'm beltless.
What do you use?
In my utility belt. I got,
what do you put? Like
I,
you know,
I got a pad in my back pocket. I got pens in my other pocket. I got a wine key in this pocket. So if I need something, boom.
You closed out checks. Where do you put them?
I close them out. Put them in the basket.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. Oh, yeah. Right. So there's nothing you need to carry around with you.
For the most part, no. I mean, besides what everything I just said. The wine key, the lighter, some pens, and a pad.
So he's just butt naked.
Butt naked.
That's wild.
Sexy. Gotta let my man breathe. So I can walk around free.
He is breathing fine, I'm sure.
It's a little hot and stuffy in there.
Let me know if you guys... Am I the only one? I can't be the... Let me know.
No, you're not.
I know I need to step up my game.
There were stints when you know, and you know, you have like...
I remember you having a server book.
Yes, of course.
Okay.
But I would still... I'm not going to say I clean it every shift, okay? But guaranteed once or twice a week. Pull out the old book, get under there, get all that gunk that lives in there. You know, we have all those pens and stuff and really wipe it down because, you know, like crumbs and all types of stuff can get in that book. Oh.
I'm going to reach out to him. I served with this guy, Dave Newton. His book looked like a rat's nest, bro. It was falling apart, duct tape up.
Yo, those people are the best. Yo.
I was like, bro, get rid of that thing.
Get a new one.
He was so emotionally attached to it. It was disgusting.
Really?
It was, I mean, hanging on by a thread.
Literally.
Okay.
Literally.
Hanging on by a thread. The thing is... really disgusting.
I've seen people with those, when you see the duct tape, I was like, what are you really doing?
I hope your guests don't even see that thing.
I'm afraid to show that. That's just nasty.
That is nasty. Yeah, I'm going to try to get a picture of it for us.
We're going to clean his book for him today, actually, when we're done with this show.
My book?
Yeah.
Now that I think about it, I'm going to make, because I'm a clean person.
I know you are.
I disinfect things. And I can't believe I just missed that. I clean my apron. I just take the book out.
Yeah.
Put the apron back in. And we're in number six.
Number six.
Hate spending money on work.
Oh, legit.
I don't care if it's that Hot Schedules app or new uniform. I don't like spending money on work related.
Well, you don't mind it for the shoes, though.
Okay. That's the next one.
Oh, I see. Why do I keep jumping ahead? I'm sorry.
No. It's fine. we're sort of on the right okay. page. I mean, as you can tell, Danny and I do not prepare. Well, Danny doesn't prepare.
Yeah, Marlon prepares.
I prepare, but we don't do a pre-show.
No, yeah. I didn't even know what we were talking about today.
Very, very rarely. That's because you didn't check in yesterday.
True.
You're busy living your playboy life.
I don't know what you're talking about. All right.
Yeah. I don't like spending money on work. It's aggravating. But the shoe thing, which is, we'll call it next. It's okay. On the list. We'll need new shoes and keep wearing them for 2 more months.
Yeah.
Like we will wear shoes out to the nub.
Yeah, to the core.
I've seen some shoes that are talking to you.
And it's so funny. They're my only shoes in my closet that are busted are my work shoes, yo.
Mm.
Like I was going through my shoes. I'm like, man, these shoes are like 5 years old. They look brand new because I don't wear anything else. All I wear is work stuff. You know, because if you have a good amount of shoes, you really, you know, besides when we work so much.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Even if we're not working as much as the average person, you know, you spend so many hours in those shoes. And then when you're off, you know, we live in Florida. So for the most part, you know, if we're chilling at home, we're wearing slides or something light that's nice and easy. Mm-hmm. And then, but when we go out, we wear shoes and I mean, we're sneakers or whatever we're going to wear. But, you know, think of how many times you wear those shoes. Not really that often.
You wear your work shoes more than
anything else
ever.
Period.
And that's the reason why I flipped it around. I used to buy cheap work shoes and expensive shoes that I never wear.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I cut you off when you were talking about I do spend money on work shoes. When I finally have to spend money on shoes for work, I really spend money.
Yeah.
I spend like $125, $150 on my shoes because I really need the support. I need a good shoe. and no more knee pain, ankle pain, that kind of thing from, you know, $30, $40 shoes.
It's almost like your bed, people. You spend most of your life in your bed. You might as well have a nice one.
Yeah. I buy quality paper towels.
Yep.
Quality toilet paper.
Boom.
Quality shoes.
Yeah. You got to pamper yourself.
Cannot skip. Those are my Amazon basics right there. I cannot skimp on those things.
True.
As I have before, and it's a disaster.
No, your body feels it.
Your body feels it.
Yeah, man.
And I've been in the game long enough to know you got to buy good stuff when you finally have to pull the trigger. Mm-hmm. Buy once, cry once.
Yep.
You know? Same thing with pants, too. Those cheap pants, the seams be going
off. Oh, man. Yo. So I was, I used to always buy the Walmart pants before I switched over to, now I wear golf pants because they breathe more.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I was wearing those Walmart cotton pants. Yeah, within 3 months, okay, the middle is about to tear on you. Okay, and if you catch a wrong slide or something in a restaurant, it's instant.
Yo, you pick up that low rack.
Yeah. Because you're washing them probably more than almost all your other clothes, too. You know what I mean?
That's true.
You're guaranteed, even if you have, let's say you have a uniform for every day that you work during the week, you're still washing. That is getting washed every week, that same cycle on your days off.
Now, do you have more than one work pants?
Two pairs of pants.
Do you cycle them or one's a backup?
That's a great question. Sometimes I used to cycle them,
mm-hmm.
and then now one is a backup.
One naturally becomes a backup because it gets so crappy.
Exactly.
Yeah. I have a backup.
Yeah.
Now, fortunately, I don't work.
See, now shirts I have an abundance of. Actually, I need another one. Maybe two from you. I got to talk to you later.
Hook you up. I pretty much just wear the one pair of pants now.
Uh-huh.
And I can't tell you I'm completely happy with them.
Are you on the golf pants too?
No. I don't think that they're marketed as golf pants.
You wear dressier pants.
Yes, most definitely dressy pants. I wear dressy shoes, dressy pants. I was after the stretch factor.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't find it. And it said stretch, but these things aren't stretch. Unless I'm just pre-stretching them out.
Maybe. I don't know.
My man Webb last week ripped his pants, bro. At work.
Ooh.
I'd have left.
How bad was it?
It was bad.
Like up the back?
Need new pants bad.
Like, all right. My question. So, you know, because you guys were wearing aprons, which is fine.
He didn't have to put the aprons behind him.
Huh, he did?
He did not.
Okay.
I think if he'd have made any sudden movements.
It'd have been bad.
It'd have been Flash Gordon.
Flash Gordon.
Yeah, I'm sure that every guy has split his pants at work.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a pretty, even girls. I mean, I'm pretty sure we've all. Yeah.
They wear them fancy pants.
Oh, they do wear them yoga pants, but they'd be popping open too.
Yeah, I split my pants at work so many times. Once I looked at the manager and said, I am leaving. He didn't want me to go. I had to staple my pants, bro, just to hold it together.
Wow.
Needless to say, I could not pick up anything.
I'm like, I'm out. I got you guys got no safety pins, nothing. I got to go.
I had to go.
Yeah.
Staple those bad
staples, staples, staples.
Actually, I would rather.
Staples over safety pin?
No.
Oh, I was going to say, okay.
I would rather split my pants than lose a shoelace. It's why I wear loafers now.
How did you lose a shoelace?
It broke. Shoelace broke. I'm flapping broke? All over the place. Yeah, you know, like.
Just like broke?
You're constantly pulling. I was retying my shoelace and it snapped.
Are you?
It rubs in the same spot. Nothing came apart.
Yeah.
I'm flopping in my shoes.
Oh my, yo, the bottom of my shoe has came off of the shoe before my shoelaces broke before.
I've seen that.
Yo, legit. Let's start talking to you like a
like a Muppet.
Yes, that's what I'm about to say. That's what I couldn't get it out.
That is why I refuse to buy cheap shoes anymore. No more shoes for cruise. I'm sorry. They're not that good.
So who is your shoe? Do you use Timberland? Who do you use?
I have had Timberland, but the issue with them is it's a great company. Mm-hmm. I think they're warrantied up to, I think, a year or whatever the case may be.
Depending on the shoe. Yeah.
Depending on the shoe.
If the shoe is guaranteed, this is what I love about Timberland. If the shoe is guaranteed waterproof for life, it don't matter. The second that shoe becomes unwaterproof, you can send them back and they'll send you a brand new pair. That's a little insider secret for all my sneaker heads and my shoe heads out there.
Nice.
Yeah. My uncle put me on that almost 20 years ago, man.
I was not happy. I'm a returner kind of guy.
Yeah.
And I was not happy with the non-slip deal. The shoes weren't that old. Oh. And I sent them back. Was it the non-slip or the upper? The upper started to break.
Did it? Oh, okay.
Sent them back. I was like, no, you can have it. And they replaced them.
Yeah. They usually, Timberland's really good about that.
Yeah. I loved a pair of shoes that they had and...
How it felt and everything.
Yeah. And it was time for another. Naturally, it was time for another pair. Mm-hmm. They didn't have the same, same. And that
models
that was,
change every year. Yeah.
Yeah. Models change every year, which is annoying. I really love this.
Yeah. There's a shoe that I usually buy. It was on the cheaper side, but I finally got my niche with it. Like they fit my foot and I would have to buy them every 6 months, but I didn't mind that because they weren't overly expensive. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But they discontinued that model.
Yeah.
Like, oh,
terrible.
Come on.
Terrible.
Like, once you find the one you're looking for, then they discontinue it. And you're like, it's like, wait, where's this model at? They go, oh, we don't have that anymore. I was like, huh?
Yeah. It's shoes, man.
Exactly.
Stop it. Just keep that line going.
Right?
Yeah. I bounce between Timberlands. I don't believe I have those anymore. I just bought a new pair. They're loafers, though.
Okay.
And I haven't been a loafer guy for a long time, and I don't mind them.
Nice.
You know,
slide right on.
Slide right on. They are a dress shoe. Looks good. Have the nice waffles at the bottom. I don't slide around. In and out. Bam. Ready to go.
Question. So let's talk. I want to talk about the socks with the shoes.
Okay.
Are you a black cotton kind of guy, or are you a dress sock shoe person with your shoes?
That is a good question.
Because we're in our shoes a lot. You know what I mean? We're walking around. My shoes are more like sneakers, so I wear the black cotton. Mm-hmm. But some, you know, because I feel like when they're too free for me, it's almost, which I should probably let more air in, but I don't know. I feel like a little like I have no shoe, like no sock on almost. Does that make sense?
What do you mean too free?
Like, well, you know how with the dress socks, they're very thin. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
My feet feel very free inside the shoe.
Gotcha. Slide around.
Yeah.
Okay. Now
that you have the shoes too big or anything, I just wasn't, you know, I just want to kind of ask what you do or what your preference is.
I don't care for the thin.
Yeah.
Call it, I don't know what fabric that is. Mm-hmm. You know, the synthetic fabric. If it's too thin, I don't mind the feel of it because normally I wear a dress shoe with a lace and it's good to go. But they wear out very quickly.
Yeah, super quick, exactly.
Yeah, they wear out
very quickly. That was another one, because you're walking, like you said, even a normal day, we're putting in over 20,000 steps.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's legit.
I should start tracking my steps at brunch.
Your phone should automatically on health.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Just look at the health app on there and it should do it automatically for you.
All right. I'll check it out. Mm-hmm. Now, my socks, they are a dress sock, but they're not the thick, thick cotton ones.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I like the cottons to me hold up.
Yeah.
You put them on, they feel comfortable, mm-hmm. they give you a small amount of cush, and then you pull them up and they stay there. I don't really, and I don't think it's pure cotton. I think it's a blend.
Yeah, honestly. And I like the cotton blend. I don't want to be overly, because that full, like the big heavy, like we're down here. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, we're not up north. It ain't wintertime. I don't need to be sweating in my shoes. Exactly. I just need to, make sure I'm not overly.
Yeah, it's a medium.
Yeah.
Medium sock, mm-hmm. and it's good. I'm very happy with them. I bought a whole bunch. I probably have like 12 pair maybe of the same ones. I'll have to have all the same sock. I don't want to be,
Yeah, it's easier that way.
Yeah, way easier. And I believe they might be branded.
Okay.
They look like they're Polo or some one of those things I got mm-hmm. on sale or whatever the case may be. But yeah, very comfortable socks and... Yeah, love them. Let's move on.
Yeah. Sorry, I jumped in there. Sorry, my bad.
What are we on?
Seven now, I think.
You sure?
Because you went, I think, Yeah, five was, we were talking about
the uniform. It looks like it would be seven, but we'll see.
Six, we talked about the shoes.
Okay.
And then I think we're on seven.
All right, let's do it. Servers hate their pens being stolen, yet they'd be stealing pens.
All day. All day, all day.
When I go to the table to pick up my checkbook, and they're handing me the checkbook, I'm reaching for the pen.
Yes.
You can have the checkbook. I want my pen back.
I want the pen and I want the slip.
Someone stole my pen yesterday and I didn't know who it was. She asked to borrow my doggone pen and promised to give it back and didn't.
Gone.
Fortunately, I gave her a crappy pen because I knew it was going to happen.
Only crappy pens go out. Your good pen should always stay in your pocket. So the other day, speaking of that, I had no pens except for my good pen. And I told my table, I go, here, this is my good pen. I don't give it to anybody, but and they actually left me a really good tip and gave my pen back.
Nice.
Yes. I put it right back in my pocket and I went to all my tables and got my other pens back.
Yes. I have a set of Zebra click pens, not the metal ones. I have the metal ones at home.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a big fan of pens, but the plastic click pen, very good for work. And the cost is nice enough.
Yeah.
I have a set of stolen, don't give a crap pens in my pocket. You ask me for a pen, I'm digging around for the one that I'm willing to let you have.
Because you know there's an 80% chance you're never seeing it again.
That's right. Wise man says, lend what you can afford to give away.
That's right.
And I'm still mad that you took my pen.
Yes.
But at least it was my favorite.
Exactly.
And if I have to run a credit card for a coworker, you better give me a pen too.
Yeah, I'm finding him. I have no problem running the card. Before I go to the table, unless they're like looking at me, unless they're in eye view, I am, hey, I need a pen for your table.
Yeah, that's right. Give me that pen. Yeah, I will search you out.
Yeah.
Get the pen from you and then present it to your table.
Absolutely.
But I'm not giving up. Because the table could steal my pen.
Or you go to the table, the other server, and they think that's their pen.
Yeah.
Or even if they don't think that's, but they're not coming to find you because they don't know who ran their credit cards to the firm half the time.
Mm. You are right.
Yeah. They just hit the lottery.
No good deed goes unpunished.
Ding, 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 ding.
Now the next one, which would be eight.
Yes.
It goes along with the not cleaning the server book.
Okay.
Not cleaning your apron.
Ooh. All right. So I had an apron back in the day. And I would clean my apron maybe every week, just like I do my uniform, right?
Okay. Now clean. Okay.
Wash.
So, okay. Yeah. Because some people, I see them with a towel just like.
No. You know. That is what you call like, because.
That's maintenance.
That's maintenance throughout the week. So you don't have to clean it till that week's over.
Okay.
But if you don't clean, if you don't clean them. Things start living in your apron. Like it becomes.
Stop it.
Yes.
Stop it.
I mean, not in my world, but I've seen it.
I'm itching right now.
I've seen people, leave their aprons at work. And I wanted to be like, and this is back in the day when we could wash our stuff at work. Remember that? Yeah. I was like, I would wash their stuff for them. Okay. Yeah.
I had a system for years to wash my apron because my apron never came into my house.
You ever wash your apron in the dishwasher?
Yes. I would wash my apron in the dishwasher.
Put it in the window, let it dry?
Nope. Put it in the oven.
In the oven?
Yep. Because it's forced air heat.
Yeah.
Put that bad boy in the oven real quick. Come out. Because you couldn't use the window unless it was daytime.
Yeah.
Or like it was like the morning shift.
You're right.
You know?
Yeah, you could throw it in the nighttime.
I spray that thing. The only thing I didn't like about the dishwasher was that the cotton in the apron would hold on to the soap.
Yeah.
So it would come out soapy.
Super soapy. And you couldn't really wring it out. You had to spray it real quick.
Yeah, you couldn't even hold on to it to wring it out.
Yeah, you had to spray it down with the spray gun.
That's how I'd wash it. I'd do a little laundry there. I'd do it with the spray gun. And then I'll put it in the oven. The oven's where it's at, people.
Crispy. That sounds crispy.
It would not burn really unless the oven was just a regular,
yeah.
You know, but the forced air made it all right. You don't want to forget it either.
Oh, no. That's not a drop and forget kind of thing.
And I have been caught by the chef. You can't do it with the chef around.
I got caught by the bird one time.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Help me out. What number?
Nine.
Number nine. Nice. Number nine, which isn't as, for me, as relevant as it used to be. Servers be late.
Yeah. Yeah.
Late.
Lateness. All the time. This is the only one of the only business that you could be a good amount of tardy and always keep your job.
If they like you.
If they like you, yes. Yeah. And, but that's what, it can go both ways. Like, just like you said, so you can be liked and be okay, or you could be.
Yes, yes.
Or that could be your catalyst. They can kick you out for any reason.
Yeah. Because I've had people, you know, get fired for being late.
All, yeah.
You know?
I mean, as well they should, depending on what you're doing or you're, you know.
And you have to build up some credit with the lateness.
Yes, exactly.
You know? If you don't build up credit, you're out of luck, man.
See, and the, you know, I feel like it's the people that, the ones who get fired, they're the ones who also are calling out or doing this. I'm not going to lie. I might come in 5-10 minutes late, but I've never missed a shift in my life, okay?
Okay.
I don't call out. When I'm scheduled to be there, I'm in the building.
Yeah.
And so for that reason, I think my managers understand. They say, hey, he might be a couple minutes late, but when he's here to perform and he's here whenever I need.
You're
him
a late guy.
I am a late guy.
You are a late guy. Don't even front.
I didn't say I wasn't. I was not.
You try to slow play it. Try to say, well, you know, I might be 5-10 minutes late. What percentage of the time are you on time? I'm talking like a minute before your shift. No. Yeah, we'll move on. One of the reasons why I'm much better, well, in general, I'm really good with time. In general.
Yeah.
It's really tough to be late at my job. It's not new anymore. It's 2 years.
You live close.
Not only do I live close, the bridge.
Yeah.
So either you're on time.
Or you're late.
Or you're really late.
Yeah.
Because the bridge, but right, our restaurant is right on the other side of an intercoastal waterway bridge. It goes up on the hour and a half hour.
Mm-hmm.
Our end times are usually either on the hour and a half hour. Yeah.
So either you're over the bridge or you're not.
You're either over the bridge or you're not. Mm-hmm. Or maybe if there are no boats going by, you're all right.
Yeah.
You know? And here's the caveat. They can see you across
coming over the bridge. Yes.
They can see you coming over the bridge.
Like, uh-oh, he's coming.
You know? So, like, it's most people are on time, and I think it's because of that. Because if you can't be a couple minutes late, because that couple minutes late,
I'm not gonna lie to you, I'm an on time parker. I park right on time now. And if when we were able to park really close to my job,
mm-hmm.
I would be on time. And that was my stint where I was riding that on time wave. I was like, yeah, I'm on time. Yeah. I was feeling myself. Yeah, man, I'm not gonna lie. Because when I time my dream, when you have don't give me that look and roll your eye. I'm just talking to the people.
I know, because we did a show on lateness, and it's a language thing, because you will say you're on your way,
yeah,
when you're supposed to be there. You know, it's a thing with some people who are late. They set their clock differently in their mind.
True.
You know, I got to be there at whatever time, mm-hmm. whatever time, instead of accounting for those minutes that takes you to get from your car.
Point A to point B, yeah.
Yes. It's not just point A to point B. Where your point B is doesn't take you all the way to the spot. Need to be.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. So we're not going to revisit that.
I'll fix it. I'll work on it. Everybody has things to work on.
It don't matter to me. You were late today, but it's okay.
I knew he was going to say something.
You know I was going to say something. What's the next one?
Number 10.
Nice.
Number 10.
It's the 10 commandments. Now, servers are master manipulators.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, these people.
They'll flip you. They'll flip you for real.
Yeah, man, they really are scheming for sections, for tables, plotting. To get sat, to get cut. They're always manipulating. They, if they're talking to you, they're manipulating.
Yeah, they are plotting.
Oh, you want this shift? No, what are you up to?
Exactly.
You want this table? No, why?
Why?
What's wrong with
that? Why don't you want your table? You know? They'll be like, can you go? I'm like, no, wait. Yeah. I have my own section.
Yes.
Why are you giving away money? That means you're trying to make my life harder.
Yes. Yes. I do not trust you.
I can love you and not trust you.
You to death and I don't trust you. I have good friends like Cagney. Love him. Don't trust him. If he's talking,
he's
manipulating.
The clock is moving, yo.
Listen.
It's like a chess game in that head.
He is so good, he'll make you think that that's what you wanted in the first place.
The whole time.
And if you didn't, he'll convince you. And he's patient. He is who the movie Inception was about. The dream within a dream within a dream. Next thing you know, you're working a double.
Like, that just happened. I was off.
I had a family barbecue. You're renouncing the barbecue, going to work. I'm saying, what happened to me?
I don't even know what happened.
Master manipulators, man. And there's so many of them. There's servers everywhere just trying to get something, trying to get food, trying to get the night off.
Yes.
Sneaky. We have people at the job like a scheming 2-3 shifts. I had it. Come on.
You know, they look at it like, I can do this with this person. I can make that go there. And then, it is a constant movement in the mind.
It's like that meme when the guy's has the plot with the push pins and all the string. That's what they're doing, man. It's like a beautiful mind with manipulation.
Puppet masters.
I don't know how managers do it.
Oh, man.
I'd be the worst manager. Like, don't talk to me.
What do you want? What do you want? Go away.
Like, I don't trust you.
I don't trust.
Whatever it is, it's a no.
It already sounds like I'm losing this battle.
Already sounds like a scam. And that is the truth. Which one of those do you identify with?
A lot of them. Almost all of them.
We'll put it that way.
I'm not the complainer by any means. Like, you know,
we didn't say anything about complaining.
I was thinking about the
manipulator.
No, not the manipulator. There's been days I've been the manipulator. Like,
I mean, we all do it.
The walking back and talking trash. That's not me.
Oh,
I try to keep, I keep a positive outlook most of the time, even when I hate the table in my mind.
Okay.
Everything else pretty good. Yeah, I'm the late guy. So I'm,
Well, the most, we're all servers. So.
Yeah. I don't know which one hit you the hardest.
It hit me the hardest. The not cleaning my book. I'm going to commit to doing that.
Okay.
Because I don't remember ever doing it.
That's.
And I'll wash my hands 20 times a day.
Easy. No question.
Easy.
No question.
And I'm still handling the book.
Same book. Same dirty. It's almost like those, so I stopped carrying those.
I'm gonna have to clean my pens because people touch my pens. It's a rabbit hole, people.
I stopped carrying those little polishing rags for that same reason, because I just use paper towels. I'm like, yo, you guys are just putting that back in your back pocket.
Yeah.
You just touched that same dirty glass.
Mm-hmm.
You cleaned it with the same dirty rag.
Mm-hmm.
20 glasses.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I use a fresh paper towel every time.
And nothing should be in your back pocket.
Exactly, but that's where they stay.
That's too close to the stuff.
That's where they stay.
Ooh.
Ooh. Either that or they hang off the apron on the back like a tail.
And still bad.
It's still in the back.
Still bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I don't use them.
I wash my dishes with paper towel. Just really? So I'm not, yeah. One time use, in and out. I don't use sponges or washcloth. Jesus is going to harbor what you just wiped up with, you know? So there's a hole in my game. I got to patch that hole. Thank you for joining us. That is our show. We do this for you each and every week. If you enjoy our show, pass it on to a friend. And I want to know if you clean your server book. let me know. Follow me on Instagram at The Modern Waiter Podcast, and email me if you so choose. I am themodernwaiter@gmail.com. I'm Marlon Joseph, The Modern Waiter.
I'm Dave DeVille. Subscribe, subscribe, subscribe.
We'll see you next time. Haters
don't lie. Killing them out there. Haters don't lie. Killing them out there. Haters don't lie. The haters don't lie. The haters don't lie. That boy is killing them out there. Haters don't lie. Killing them out there. Haters don't lie. Killing them out there. Haters don't lie. The haters don't lie. The haters don't lie.